Good evening. My name is Jenkins. I'm butler and gentleman's gentleman to one Sir Lord Ferdinand Wolverton Whistler of the noble Whistler family, which dates back to the 11th century. Sir Whistler has been struggling recently with the devastating loss of both his parents, who died in a rather unconventional manner. Sir Whistler has taken up quite a few hobbies to occupy his mind. Although I'm not aware if those are all doctor's orders, Sir Whistler does have the luxury of having a near-endless supply of money left to him by his late parents. Now, there you have him.
Jenkins!
Good evening, sir.
Jenkins, it so happens that I have found a new and worthwhile pursuit of my life.
Indeed, sir. Does that include stealing policemen's helmets like last time?
No. Stealing policemen's helmets. I'm over with that. No, I am going to become a fortune teller.
Are you indeed, sir? And might I inquire as to who has taught you the scientific principles of astrology?
Why, Madame Fortune herself.
By that you mean to say the gypsy fortune teller lady with the crystal ball in the village?
Her indeed.
Ah.
She has told me that I have the gift.
The gift, sir?
Yes, well, the gift to tell fortunes. Now, Jenkins, give me your hands.
Sir?
Come, man, don't be shy. Jenkins, I can clearly see that you are in the service of a dashing young nobleman. But deep down inside there is a desire to be on stage, theater, circus even. Good God, Jenkins, do you want to be a clown?
I assure you, sir, I have no desire to leave your employment in the near future.
Well, that's just as well. What would I do without you?
I wouldn't know, sir. Sir, would you please tell me what inspires you to divine your visions?
Yes, Madame Fortune has told me that I am to clear my mind and hold my client's hands. And then every thought that comes to my mind are visions of my client's futures.
Naturally, sir, naturally. Will that be all, sir?
Yes, yes.
Very well. I just heard a knock at the door. Ah, Sir Wolverton Smith. Just a minute, please. Sir, your uncle, Sir Wolverton Smith, is here to see you.
Ah, Uncle Tuppy, come in.
What ho, Freddy, what ho?
What ho, Uncle Tuppy. So, Uncle Tuppy, how do you do?
Well, I have to confess, I have seen better days.
Well, you do look rather sad. Why is that?
Well, I'm rather sad because I'm rather short of money.
Oh.
In fact, I'm in extreme financial difficulty.
Never you worry, Uncle Tuppy. Say no more. It so happens that I have the gift.
The gift?
Well, the gift to tell fortunes.
Oh,
come, so. Give me your hands. Uncle Tuppy.
Yes?
I can clearly see that in a month's time, by a stroke of luck, you will get plenty of money.
Well, I say, that's jolly good. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm quite sure.
Well, I say, Freddy, I say, that's splendid news. I think I'll just go home now and wait for the money to roll in.
Oh, yes, you can do that.
Cheerio.
Toodle-pip.
Cheerio.
Oh, hello! Hi, you're feeling me. Doing all right, eh? Oh, nice watch. I need to get me one. Oh, nice teeth. The good ones, eh? Much better than the cheap ones in the peanut gallery.
Flowers for sale.
I'm so cold.
There's my daughter, Alicia. Wonderful girl.
spin image of her mother. Poor thing. I'm not able to afford the eating company.
Oh, dang.
We'll just have to tough it out. Ever since your mother died.
Oh, don't bring mother up, Dad. Don't bring mother up.
We had to tough it out. The only thing now I wish for is a young, rich, well-educated man for you.
Oh, I'd like that.
You would not have to worry about anything.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
That would be lovely, Dad. That would be lovely. But, Dad, all I want is a nice, warm room. All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Lots of chocolates for me to eat, lots of coal making lots of heat, warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Lovely, lovely. Oh.
Alicia, I'm going to town for a walk to clear my head. Perhaps by some miracle, I'll find an eligible man for you. Go back to the flat, put the kettle on.
I'll make us both a cuppa, Dad. I'll make us both a cuppa.
Now, Jenkins, you may wonder why I have entered into the fortune-telling business, what with all my other talents.
It did occur to me to wonder, sir.
It is the happiness of my clients. Jenkins, you cannot deny that everyone who has come to see me has left me the happier for it.
Indeed, sir.
Yes, but what, Jenkins? I see that questioning expression on your face. What is it?
It is not my place to question, sir. But I did give some thought as to whether all the fortunes that you had told would come to pass. And if not, whether that might have any repercussions.
But, Jenkins, surely you know I have the gift.
If you say so, sir. Ah, there's another knock at the door.
Ah! Freddy.
Uncle Tubby.
Yes, what ho. Now listen here, Freddy. Yes? It's been 30 days, and I haven't received a penny.
Oh.
I mean, why are you fooling people like this? For God's sake, give up this fortune-telling nonsense. You're clearly not meant for it.
But Uncle Tubby, I have the gift.
Poppycock.
Uncle Tubby, the month is not yet over.
You are an imbecile. This is the last day. How am I going to get this money? You're either a fool or a liar, and you're clearly not a fortune teller.
Uncle Tubby, I will prove to you that I am a fortune teller, and my prophecies do come true. See?
Oh, yes. I see your prophecies become half true.
Half true?
Yeah.
Huh. I say your prophecies become fully true.
Oh, yes, there you go, there you go.
I say, Freddy, I say. This is tremendous news. I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful. Cheerio.
Toodle-pip.
This is amazing. My nephew is the greatest fortune teller. It's amazing.
Who told you about this fortune?
This is my nephew. He's a great fortune teller. He lives right there.
I'm here for the fortune teller.
Oh, sir, I think you're in the wrong place.
No, Jenkins, it's okay. Let the man in. Come in. Hello, I am the fortune teller. Hello.
I've been in some trouble. I'm just a poor cobbler.
Yes?
But now's the time for my daughter to get married. Could you tell me if there's a chance for her to get married to a young, rich man? I would like my daughter to get married to a well-educated rich man, so that I won't have to worry about, and she won't have to worry about, her future.
Say no more. Give me your hands. I can clearly see that your daughter will get married in 2 months' time to a rich, well-educated young husband.
Oh, thank you. Are you sure?
Oh, yes, I'm quite sure. Your daughter is a very good girl. She will definitely get married to a rich, well-educated young husband.
Wow, thank you so much. I feel like an heavy load has been lifted off my shoulders. Thank you.
Cheerio.
So?
Another happy client of the wizardry of Whistler. Or shall I call myself Whistler the Wise? What do you think, Jenkins?
I am truly beyond words, sir. Oh. Sir, if you would like to follow me, it's time for your afternoon walk.
Oh, lead on.
My darling, Alicia, yes. I have the most wonderful news.
Oh, Dad, you've paid the heating bills. You paid the heating bills.
It's better than that, better than that.
What is it, Dad?
I met a young, extraordinary man who tells prophecies will come true.
A man what tells prophecies what come true, and he sees into the future?
Yes. Oh. And I believe him.
You believe him, Dad? You believe him?
I do.
And what did he prophesy, Dad?
Well, I believe him because I myself saw a prophecy come true.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. Anyway, he prophesied that in 2 months' time, you will find a rich, well-educated young man.
Wow. And you believe him, Dad?
Of course I do. Wow. Nah, on my way back home, I started thinking.
What did you start thinking, Dad?
Only the best is good enough for me, Alicia.
Oh, the best.
So I made a reservation for your wedding banquet.
Where, Dad? Where did you... Where?
Guess where I booked it.
The Elephant and Castle pub, Dad.
No.
The Camden Town Workings Club.
No.
No. Oh, Dad, you didn't. You didn't.
I did.
You didn't. You didn't book the Ritz, Dad, did you?
Indeed, I did.
Oh... It's all my dreams come true. That's so wonderful, Dad.
The Ritz.
It's
where we'll have your wedding banquet.
Thank you, Dad. Let's go.
Jenkins, I feel a certain something in the air.
What might that be, sir?
Something to do with my gift.
Is it perhaps the fact that it is exactly 2 months ago that you prophesied to the cobbler that his daughter would be married in 2 months?
Cobbler?
Never mind, sir. Oh, there he is already.
Oh, Mr. Whistler, remember me? Mr. Mulil, the cobbler.
Huh?
You prophesied that my daughter would get married in 2 months' time.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, very good, very good.
2 months are over.
Oh, jolly good.
Well, the rich gentleman hasn't showed up yet.
Oh.
Are you sure he's going to marry her? I spent so much money for the preparations. I even booked a reservation in the Ritz. Oh. What if your prophecy doesn't come true?
Oh, we seem to be in a bit of a pickle here.
Yeah.
Is there a gentleman, affluent gentleman of good social status, in the hall that would like to marry his daughter? Anyone? No, you don't qualify. You're married already. No, no, no. Well, tell you what, Mr. Moolittle, you don't have to worry. Is there anybody in the village who is richer than I am? And don't you think that I'm well-educated and handsome?
You? Blimey! How can I expect you to marry my daughter?
Yeah, why not? Since you made all the preparations and everything's ready, I'm quite more than ready to do it.
Mr. Whistler, I really think you should reconsider that last statement of yours.
No, 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 Jenkins, it's quite all right. It's time for me to settle down anyway. No, no, I'll do it, I'll do it. We'll do it, and we'll have the wedding banquet at the Ritz, and Jenkins?
Yes, sir?
Then we'll do some putting on the Ritz, as they say.
Well, it so appears that my master is now a married man. And although his wife does not bring much to the household in terms of social status, she more than makes up for whatever may have been lost in the intelligence department. And she has a keen mind to speak like a true lady.
The rain in Spain stays mainly on the plain.
Madam, repeat after me. The rain in Spain stays mainly on the plain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly on the plain.
Much better, madam.
Thank you, Jenkins. Thank you so much. Now, Jenkins, am I right in surmising that my husband does not really have any talent for this fortune-telling business?
It might appear, madam, that my master, your husband, possesses neither the psychic capacities nor the theatrical talent of those that populate the industry.
And is it true, Jenkins, that he gave all this money to his uncle and he married me only to fulfill his own prophecies?
It would appear to be so, madam.
Well, that won't do.
Accent, madam.
Oh, we cannot have that.
Very good.
I do not wish him to idle away all his money on this silly hobby of his.
Madam, if I may suggest, there might be a way to stop both the outflow of money and your husband's idleness in one stroke.
Do tell, Jenkins, I am all ears.
Well, I have been observing the staff lately, and they seem less than inspired about their job, the reason being that their master pays hardly any attention to them. And I could not help but wonder if he would be present to overlook their activities, it would give them heart, and they would be inspired to do their work more efficiently.
And if he was overseeing their work, he wouldn't have time for this idle hobby of his.
Indeed, madam.
You're a diamond geezer, Jenkins.
Excuse me, madam?
You're a right jewel, Jenkins.
No, thank you.
Oh, Jenkins, what would we do without you?
Oh, I'm sure you would find something, madam.
Oh, Jenkins, please tell my husband, Freddie, to come and see me.
Certainly, madam.
Freddie, darling.
Yes, Alicia.
I've been giving the management of the house some thought.
Oh, yes?
And I feel that our servants could work with more efficiency.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel that if you oversaw their work, it would be of great benefit to them, darling.
But, Alicia, what about my fortune-telling business?
Oh, Freddie, darling, I'm going to have to ask you to give up your fortune-telling business.
But
you have so much money, you don't even have to work. But you must give up this fortune-telling business because... well, because you don't have any capacity, darling. Freddie, if you truly love me, you will give it up.
Alicia, I don't know anything about overseeing servants.
Darling, you don't have to know anything. Your very presence will be inspiration to them. You are a cheerful, present person. Your cheerfulness will lift their spirits. And I'm sure if you take Jenkins with you, you will find some way to make the servants very happy.
But Alicia...
I have spoken! The matter is closed, Freddie.
Jenkins, it seems that I have to do what you want. But Jenkins, where are the servants anyway? I never see them.
Oh, allow me, sir. Servants!
Oh, they do look rather glum, don't they? Anyway, hello, hello, what-ho, 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 servants. Hello, hello. I've come here to cheer you up. Yes, so cheer up, cheer up. Jenkins does not appear to be working.
Perhaps, sir, you could lighten their spirits by a rendition of one of your songs, sir.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. Now, servants, listen to this, and soon you'll be sitting on top of the world.
Sitting on top of the world, I'm rolling along, just rolling along. I'm quitting the blues of the world, I'm singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the parson. Hey, parson, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world, I'm rolling along, just rolling along.
Well, sir, see how you've given them heart.
It works, it works.
Hey, darling, Freddie, darling, your Uncle Tubby is here to see you.
Oh, Uncle Tubby, good to see you, good to see you.
My boy, so good to see you, so good to see you. Now, I don't quite know how to put this, but I'm in a little bit of a difficult financial situation, and I was wondering if you could read my fortune and see if I was going to get some money soon.
Yes, of course, Uncle Tuppy, of course, of course. On second thought, Uncle Tuppy, you know, I've actually given up fortune telling. Oh. It turned out that I was no good at it. My wife told me I was no good at it, so...
He's no good at it.
I am no good at it. But, Uncle Tuppy, why do you need money when you can have happiness? Indeed, why does anybody need money when they can have happiness? Listen to this.
Don't want any millions, I'm getting my share.
I've only got one cent, that's all I can wear.
Money will make you feel great.
A sweet little honey is changing my fate.
I'm sitting on top of the world, I'm rolling along, just rolling along. I'm quitting the blues of the world, I'm singing a song,
and singing a song.